This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And what exactly was the message that the American people were attempting to send yesterday? Or actually, with so many people voting early, some 42 million people voting before Election Day itself, what message have they been sending over the last several weeks? Did that message change? Was there, as some observers have said, an actual impact of the story, the very sad and horrifying story of the break-in at the Pelosi residence and the beating up of Paul Pelosi with a hammer? He should be better and should be well, and Nancy Pelosi may have a chance to retire from the House because they're just confirming on MSNBC and on CNN and all over the networks that, yes, the Republicans will gain enough seats to take control of the House of Representatives, but not by a lot. They'll be gaining 7 seats minimum, maybe as many as 9 seats, and maybe when some of the outstanding and very close elections, like the one I mentioned just before the break, that Lauren Boebert is involved in Colorado. That's also one of the races that is not yet fully settled. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. If you voted yesterday, what did you vote to tell people? And that's a question also to put to Ruben Navarrete. He is a syndicated columnist. He is with the Washington Post Writers Group. He's a columnist for the Daily Beast and a member of the USA Today Board of Contributors. And why could it be what exactly were Latino voters trying to say by giving Republican candidates in general? I think the estimate is over 40% of their vote, which is not a majority, but it's getting awfully close. What's the message?
Thank you for having me. It's always great to be with you.
You bet.
So I think the message for Latinos very clearly was, look, we've been solidly in the Democratic camp for the last 16 presidential elections, dating back to 1960, and we feel overlooked, neglected, taken for granted. When we say that we care about issues X, Y, Z, they give us talking points about issues A, B, C. And I think that was a message pretty clearly sent. They are hesitant to go into the Republican Party with both feet, but they're definitely putting a toe in the water, and they're supporting some Republican candidates. And I was struck, Michael, maybe you were as well, that Ron DeSantis' number among Hispanics, I heard this morning, could be as high as over 55%, 57% of the Latino vote, which really gets them into John McCain sacred territory. So I was not expecting that. And clearly Latinos in Miami-Dade and the rest of Florida are liking what DeSantis is selling.
Well, again, and he is just getting started in terms of the larger American public getting familiar with him and what he stands for. What do you think was essential to his success, particularly with Latinos in Florida?
I'm so glad you asked that. You know, I've been working on this idea that Latinos don't like the extremes. They don't trust the extremes. On the left, when they came forward to defund the police, they lost Latino support. On the right, when they come forward to make excuses for January 6th and the assaulting of police officers in the Capitol steps, they lose the Latino support. Latinos are moderates. They're in the middle. My friends who are Latino Republicans are liberal Republicans. My friends who are Democrats or Latinos are conservative Democrats. And then along comes Ron DeSantis, and he blows a big hole in my theory, right? Because DeSantis is hard-edged. He's a fighter. He's tough to the point of being obnoxious. He's seen as a strong figure. who takes on the media and takes on, you know, various special interest groups and left groups. And what Latinos responded in the same way that they responded to another strong man, Donald Trump. So I think what Latinos liked about Ron DeSantis is he's tough, he's unapologetic, and they're in the mood for someone like that.
And the people have made a great deal about the strong performance by DeSantis and by Senator Rubio, I think you could say, in Miami-Dade
yeah.
County. It's the state's largest county, and it's home to 1.5 million Latinos of voting age. And it's been a staging ground for virtually every successful statewide Democratic campaign for the last two decades. But in Tuesday's midterm election, the GOP shattered the Democrats' Miami-Dade firewall. Isn't a lot of the Miami-Dade vote Cuban-American, or has it been changing with the influx of Nicaraguans and Venezuelans and other newcomers?
That's exactly right, Michael. If you look at them, if you and I in 1980 were, you know, attending the annual Calle Ocho Festival in Miami, we'd see Cuban-American flags. You go today and you see a mixture of flags. You see Colombians, Venezuelans. There's a tremendous Puerto Rican community in Central Florida. You pick up on some of that as well in Tampa and some degree out in Miami as well. You have Mexicans living in Florida. You have all these different types of Latinos. Miami has really become the Latin American capital of this hemisphere, and it draws from all these different groups. And it has taken on a different feel politically because some of these groups are more inclined to be moderates, maybe even Democrats. And yet here comes Ron DeSantis and this, you know, this red surge, for lack of a better phrase, and Latinos got swept up in that, and they clearly – again, liked what the Republicans were selling. And here's the important part of it, Michael. Clearly, Latinos are disappointed and disillusioned with Democrats. They were never strong supporters of Joe Biden. Biden got their votes by promising to undo all the Trump measures on immigration, and then he adopted many of them and renamed them as his own. So I think the Democratic Party is in it, that hole all by themselves.
What about Beto O'Rourke? He, of course, taking the Hispanic name. His name, real name, is Robert Francis O'Rourke, I believe.
Right.
But
I've not been a fan. I've been very, very critical, as you know, bringing my columns of Beto O'Rourke, and I accused him of cultural appropriation and a lot of other things. But my friends in Texas who are liberals, most of them who went to elite schools like Stanford and Harvard and Yale, they love Beto, and they have fought me on this idea somehow that he's legitimately connected to our community somehow, and that he's a simpatico. He really sort of gets us, and we get him. I disagree. I think that the election now, it's the third time Beto has lost in 6 years. He lost the Senate race. He lost the governor's race. He lost the presidential race. I think a lot of people in Texas, including Latinos, just don't want to see Beto running anymore. You know, he clearly does not have a draw around Texas. He stood up on a stage in a presidential debate and said, I'm going to come for your guns and knock at your door and take your guns away. Well, that's not going to play well with whole swaths of the Latino community in Texas who, frankly, don't just live in El Paso out in the West. It's mostly Democratic. You find them all over the country, all over the state of Texas.
Yeah, and again, it was mostly Latino people who were the victims at Uvalde. And the idea that solution is going to be served or achieved, the prevention of future Uvaldes by taking people's rights to their Second Amendment rights, constitutional rights, is clearly, by the way, it appeared in the exit polls when they were asking people the big issues. The gun issue was not such a big issue. What about the abortion issue? We will get to that. Continue talking with Ruben Navarrete. We are going to be joined by the President of the United States. No, Joe Biden is scheduled to make some kind of statement reacting to this election news we've all been digesting. So we will get to that. I think, Ruben, you don't mind having to stand down for the President of the United States, at least for the first few minutes of his statement. We will get to that and more on the MedVet Show.
Entertain your brain.
Oh, it's awesome.
Every day on the Michael MedVet Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVet Show.
Michael Medved here for Washington Policy Center. Over a million kids were subjected to learning loss and emotional harms caused by prolonged school shutdowns in our state. Now, those kids are being passed through the system without the harms being addressed. What if parents could direct funding so that their children receive the extra tools or tutoring they need? What if parents could choose the school that best fit their child rather than a one-size-fits-all system? Fund students, not systems. Go to fundstudentsfirst.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. Medved Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, the president is giving his brief statement. Let's pick up the end of it, and then we'll go back and recap the beginning. I'm listening with Ruben Navarrete, President Biden.
It's hard work. The pandemic no longer controls our lives. It's still a concern, but no longer controls our lives. Our economic policies have created a record 10 million new jobs since I came into office. Unemployment rate is down from 6.4 when I was sworn in to 3.7%, near a 50-year low. And we've done all this while lowering the federal deficit in the 2 years by $1.7 trillion. Let me say it again, $1.7 trillion. No administration has ever cut the deficit that much. And reducing the federal deficit is one of the best things we can do to lower inflation. But while we've made real progress as a nation, I know it's hard for folks to see that progress in their everyday lives. And it's hard to see the results from actions that we took while we have to implement what we've done. But I believe we took the right steps for the country and for the American people. In fact, if you look at the polls, the overwhelming majority, I don't look them much anymore because I'm not quite sure how to read them anymore. I hope you are uncertain as well. The overwhelming majority of the American people support the elements of my economic agenda. From rebuilding America's roads and bridges to lowering prescription drug costs to historic investment in tackling the climate crisis to making sure that large corporations begin to pay their fair share in taxes. And I'm confident these policies are working and that we're on the right path and we need to stick with them. All these initiatives take hold as they do, from lead pipes being removed from schools and homes to new factories being built in communities with a resurgence of American manufacturing. It's already created, by the way, 700,000 brand new manufacturing jobs. You've heard me say it ad nauseum. I don't know where it's written. It says we can't be the manufacturing capital of the world. We are now exporting product, not jobs, around the world. People across the country are going to see even more clearly the positive effects on their day-to-day lives. But I still understand why they're hurting right now. So many people are concerned. As I have throughout my career, I'm going to continue to work across the aisle to deliver for the American people. And it's not always easy, but we did it the first term. And I'll be surprised a lot of people that we signed over 210 bipartisan laws since I've become president. And we're revitalizing American manufacturing, gun safety. We did it together. And dozens of laws positively impacting on our veterans. And let me say this. Regardless of what the final tally in these elections show, and there's still some counting going on, I'm prepared to work with my Republican colleagues. The American people have made clear, I think, that they expect Republicans to be prepared to work with me as well. In the area of foreign policy, I hope we'll continue this bipartisan approach of confronting Russia's aggression in Ukraine. When I return from the G20 meetings in Indonesia with other world leaders, I'm going to invite the leaders of both political parties, as I've done in the past in my foreign trips, to the White House to discuss how we can work together for the remainder of this year and into the next Congress to advance the economic and national security priorities of the United States. And I'm open to any good ideas. I want to be very clear. I'm not going to support any Republican proposal that's going to make inflation worse. For example, the voters don't want to pay higher prescription costs for drugs. We've cut that now. We're going to kick into gear next year, next calendar year. And I'm not going to walk away from the historic commitments we just made to take on the climate crisis. They're not compromisable issues to me. And I won't let it happen. The voters don't want more taxes for the super tax cuts for the super wealthy and biggest corporations. And I'm going to continue to focus on cost cutting for working and middle class families and building the economy from the bottom up and the middle out. I know you're tired of hearing me say that, but I genuinely mean it. That's what makes America grow. The wealthy do very well when the middle class is doing well. And the poor have a way up. And while continuing to bring down the federal deficit. You know, as we look at tax cuts, we should be looking at tax cuts for working people and middle-class people, not the very wealthy. They're fine. And if you can go out and be a multimillionaire, that's great. Just pay your fair share. That's all. Just pay your fair share. It's like those 55 corporations in 2000 that made $40 billion and didn't pay a penny in federal taxes. It's not right. Everybody has an obligation. So now they have to pay a staggering 15%. You all pay more than that for your taxes. So I'm going to keep my commitment that no one earning less than $400,000 a year, and that's a lot of money where I come from, are going to see their federal taxes go up. And I want to be very clear. Under no circumstances will I support the proposal put forward by Senator Johnson and the senator from down in Florida to cut or make fundamental changes in Social Security and Medicare. That's not on the table. I will not do that. I will veto any attempt to pass a national ban on abortion, but I'm ready to compromise with Republicans where it makes sense on many other issues. And I'll always put the needs and interests of the American people first. So let me close with this. On this election season, the American people made it clear. They don't want every day going forward to be a constant political battle. There's too much of that going on. There's too much we have to do. The future of America is too promising to be trapped in an endless political warfare. And I really mean it. You've heard me say it time and again for the last 20 months or so. I am so optimistic about the prospects for America. We need to be looking to the future, not fixated on the past. And that future is bright as can be. We're the only nation in the world that's come out of every crisis stronger than we went into the crisis. And that's a fact. I mean, literally mean that. We've come out stronger than we've gone in. And I've never been more optimistic about America's future than today. You know, particularly because of all those young people I talked about, 18 to 30. They're showing up. They're the best educated generation in American history. They're the least prejudiced generation in American history. The most engaged generation in American history. And the most involved. Look, after a long campaign season, I still believe it always have. This is a great nation, and we're a great people. And it's never been a good bet to bet against America. Never been a good bet to bet against America. There's nothing beyond our capacity if we work together. We just need to remember who the hell we are. We're the United States of America. The United States of America. There's nothing beyond our capacity. And I'm pretty well convinced that we're going to be able to get a lot done. Now, I've been given a list of 10 people that I'm supposed to call on. And you're all supposed to ask me one question, but I'm sure you'll ask me more. And so let me start off.
And the President of the United States, concluding his remarks. Ruben, we will talk in just a moment about what struck you about the president's speech, but now he's going to be taking 10 questions. Is he really going to get through 10? That is unclear. Maybe they've picked 10 questions because it may be that they held the Republicans to a 10-seat gain in the House. The Senate, it's still up for grabs, but more coming up on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVet Show. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is looking to secure the Speaker's gavel, although it's still unclear which party will take control of the House. McCarthy has sent House Republicans a letter officially announcing his bid for Speaker of the House. He said that while a number of the races remain outstanding, he's confident Republicans will take control of the chamber from Democrats. McCarthy needs to secure a majority of Republican votes to win the speakership in January. A terrorist who settled in Pittsburgh is going to federal prison. In September of last year, the man pleaded guilty to attempting to provide material support and resources to a foreign organization. The man sentenced to 17 years on Tuesday for plotting to bomb a church on Pittsburgh's north side in the name of the Islamic State. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Ruben Navarrete joins me in reaction to the President of the United States, who has just given his first public response to the election results, which, of course, are incomplete, but you get a general picture. It wasn't a red wave. It may have been a purple trickle because there were some big wins for Republicans. We've mentioned Governor Abbott, who won by a lot, and Governor DeSantis, who, of course, won by a lot. But there were also some wins, some of them surprising for Democrats. It's surprising in the size of those wins in particular. So, Ruben, the one message that I took away from the president listening to him just now, as I know you were, was above all is, I'm running. You're not going to get rid of me. I'm coming back in 2024. Did you hear that as sort of a subtext to what the president was saying?
Michael, thanks. I didn't hear that until you brought that up. It makes sense to me. I heard a few other things, but I think what I heard sort of, you know, dovetails very nicely into what you heard, which is, this is a president who wants more than anything else to get credit. He wants credit for what he's done. He's falling back on some of his old instincts as a politician, someone who's spent the last 50 years in politics, and he wants credit for all the policies that he thinks have done wonders for this country. A lot of people disagree with that and think that he's done a lot more harm than good, but he clearly sees it as, I understand you've had some tough years, I understand COVID and others, there were these frustrations, but democracy was saved, and hey, don't forget to give me credit for everything I've done right. And that's just fundamentally the wrong message. The message that both parties should be drawing today, whether you're Kevin McCarthy or Joe Biden, is, gee, we made mistakes. How can we correct those mistakes, not repeat them in the future? And I think this kind of tough guy persona that he gives off, and President Biden gives off, is really missing the mark. There's a lot more he could take the blame for. He's not willing to do that.
Yeah, because despite the fact that the midterm elections did not have the kind of massive change in who's occupying some of the seats on Capitol Hill that you normally have in midterm elections, even though it avoided that, it still is a strengthening of the Republican Party with at least 7, maybe more than 10 more Republicans occupying seats in the Congress of the United States, and they will also have the chance to appoint committee heads. One of the things that was striking, and I was just looking at this in, from the exit polls from yesterday, and this is just a massive undertaking when you're talking about millions of people who you're questioning about what motivated their votes. And the exit polls nationwide showed that roughly 8 in 10 Republicans in Florida, New Hampshire, Texas, and Ohio said they were confident that their state's elections were accurate and fair. And 7 of 10 Republicans said that in Georgia, North Carolina, and Wisconsin. However, despite saying that they thought that elections were accurate and fair, it does say that voters were deeply concerned about the state of the country's democracy. About 3 in 10 said they viewed democracy in the U.S. today as at least somewhat secure, with 2/3 feeling that democracy in the country is somewhat or very threatened. What do you think people have in mind?
It's very interesting. I think the Republicans think the Democrats are threatening democracy. I think the Democrats think the Republicans are threatening democracy. But clearly both of them have concerns about the integrity of the electoral process and the elections and the like. You see the controversy happening in Arizona where Republicans are not getting their way. Carrie Lake may not win that race after all, as many thought she would as a Republican. So even before the first votes were cast, she was throwing this idea of a conspiracy that they're going to steal this election from us. Very much in the model of her political idol, Donald Trump. So I think that anytime you're a party like the GOP that put over 200 election deniers out on the ballots around the country, who polling says 70% of the Republicans out there still believe that the 2020 election was stolen, it seems high to me, but every poll I found said the same thing. So that's a problem for the party going forward. Clearly, there are whole big chunks of the GOP that are outside of the main. But again, Democrats, when they don't get their way, they're just as likely to yell foul. And unfortunately, that doesn't bode well for our democracy, that apparently Americans only think the democracy is working when they're winning, but not when they're losing.
It's, obviously, that's a troublesome point. I found a massive study yesterday, which we talked about on the air a little bit. It was from the University of California, Davis, and it involved a bunch of different social scientists, and they were trying to determine how many people there really were in the country who were primarily loyal to Donald Trump as opposed to being loyal to the Republican Party in general. And
right.
What they came up with was it's a total of about 15% of voters nationwide, which means it's a little bit less than a third of the Republican Party. And so that, and one of the questions that they did to qualify that was whether you believe that President Trump actually won the 2020 election. I think now that people are busy, one of the good things about being busy trying to figure out the 2022 election is, don't you think there's a little bit less eagerness to obsess over the 2020 election?
I hope so, but I think if we're all treated now to Donald Trump, the sequel, if he comes back and runs, inevitably that narrative's going to come back. Either he's going to bring it up, his supporters are going to bring it up, or the media will bring it up. The only way I think you ever put to bed talk of 2020 is when Donald Trump retreats from the stage permanently. As long as he's in it, and I would say that it's the one I keep talking about it. I would say 15% of Republicans who believe this is not nothing, because we have these nail-biter races in Georgia, in Nevada, you know, what's the turnout in Arizona? And as they come down to the wire, you know, these votes all count. And so any number of Republicans who believe that, it's something to bear in mind. there's a lot of civil wars coming within the parties. I think there's a, obviously in 2022, there was this faction between Mitch McConnell's choices for the Senate versus Donald Trump's. McConnell had a good night. Trump had a bad night. But on the Democratic side, if Gavin Newsom decides to get into the race and run for president in 2024, he'll be going right at Kamala Harris, who's another Californian. So you're going to see lots of intramural squabbling going on in both parties going forward.
What about, speaking of Californians, the indication that Rick Caruso might be really trying a new approach, a different approach for City Hall as mayor of Los Angeles? He's somebody who's been a former Republican or an independent. He only just recently did a pro forma conversion of the Democratic Party and seems to be pretty strong on free market solutions. Quick response to Rick Caruso?
Yeah, Eric Garcetti, the current mayor of Los Angeles, has been such a disaster. He's been a great boon to the folks in Los Angeles who say, let's try something completely different. Let's go back to the Richard Reardon model and choose somebody who doesn't have a political history. So that ultimately may bode well for the Republicans going forward in Los Angeles.
Yeah, I know that he spent apparently $100 million of his own money in funding his campaign.
Yeah.
And what's astonishing to me is that they're now saying $17 billion was spent on this election. Do you think people feel it was worth it?
I think $250 million of that was spent in Pennsylvania, as I recall. No, I don't think people think it's worth it. Unfortunately, you and I have loved politics most of our lives, Michael, but this election had the effect of really turning me off to politics. I think I'm not alone. I think a lot of Americans feel that the political process and the political parties and the politicians have just ruined a good thing. Have just ruined a good thing with all the sniping and misinformation, unfortunately.
Yeah, because, of course, most of that $17 billion with a B is negative ads. Nothing negative about Ruben Navarrete. You can read some of his latest columns. They're posted on our website at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back.
The Michael Medved Show.
That is plain and simply outrageous.
Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Michael Medved show, there's a story that broke at some point this morning that isn't directly related to the election because it concerns somebody who was not on the ballot. The somebody is Glenn Youngkin, the governor of Virginia, who has been very active, actually, traveling the country and trying to help Republican candidates, some of them very effectively, others not so much. But Governor Youngkin, who you may remember lifted Republican spirits so much when he won the election against Governor Terry McAuliffe, who had been a governor before, and he won pretty comfortably in the kind of campaign that actually turn people around, which is, of course, the most important campaign, the biggest success you can have in politics, change people's minds. But Governor Youngkin apparently today sent a written apology. To whom and for what? It was to Nancy Pelosi. And because right after he had gotten the news, he was out campaigning, and right after he had gotten the news about her husband having been assaulted and taken to the hospital. I don't know how many details he knew, but he said, well, I wish him a speedy recovery. We feel bad for him. We'll be praying for him. And by the way, and we're hoping to send Nancy Pelosi home to California so she can spend more time with him. A little bit of humor that kind of fell flat because obviously it's such a shocking thing. This 82-year-old guy who was slammed in the head and rendered unconscious in a little puddle of blood by an assailant. In any event, I think it's a class act, and it's one of the reasons I do think that Glenn Youngkin is not an inconceivable candidate for the presidency or for the nomination for the presidency, either as a running mate, a vice presidential candidate, or a presidential candidate, frankly, because he's done a great job. He's maintained very high popularity in Virginia. He's very much identified with those issues of standing up against wokeness, which is what Governor DeSantis spoke about in his victory statement last night. And Youngkin has a background in business, and it's very different from Trump's background in business because it's a record of how do you put it, more conventional success. And with, I think, what voters showed last night all across the country, just all across the country, was a desire of back to normal. and the idea that politics is not show business and it should be more serious and involve skills and leadership skills and collaboration skills even with people who may not agree with you. That's what he's been doing as governor. That's what he did to make himself a business success, and good for Glenn Youngkin. He also commented on the Hispanic vote as a big message of tonight's election results. And a lot of people don't know, but one of the biggest, most rapidly growing Hispanic populations in the country, at least as a percentage, is in the state of Virginia, in the Virginia Commonwealth. And here is what Governor Youngkin had to say.
The Hispanic vote is the big message. And to see what's happened with the Hispanic vote across Virginia, we won it last year, and to see the Hispanic vote really break that way, and then, of course, we've seen what's happened in Florida, in Miami-Dade County, with the Hispanic vote being the big differentiator. And I think that's the big message tonight, is to see this glacial shift in this demographic across America.
Well, let's assume and hope that it lasts, and that the new Republicans who have been elected and the Republicans who are returning, including Leader McConnell in the Senate and Leader McCarthy in the House as Speaker, that they do what they can to make this a glacial shift, to make this a meaningful and lasting shift. There was not Schiff. We're not talking about him, the congressman from California. There's an NBC News panel, and it's actually kind of funny to hear part of it. They were just unable to understand how it could be that the Democratic Party, as a very big factor in this election, was losing Hispanic voters in such large numbers. Clip 17.
I had a Democratic consultant say to me, "We got to stop putting Latinos in a box and trying to like treat them as African Americans. That there's one issue that will somehow unite. That Latino voters are just what Jose said. Stop trying to single them out. Instead, whatever you're pitching swing voters, pitch that to Latino voters. That demographics and just like the same thing how we." Carve up the white vote in those different buckets. That's how the Latino vote is no different.
But don't ignore them. I mean, a recent Naleo poll shows that 44% of Latinos didn't get any outreach or information from either political party. 44%.
And they've been turning more Republican. But it's also, I've seen voters interviewed who are Latino voters in Texas and other places who are praising the busing of migrants. They're as concerned about the immigration crisis as anyone else is, but often because they feel that the pressure of this kind of immigration is not something that they can live with either.
Look, I think that's insightful, and good for her to actually make that recognition. Meanwhile, there was another moment last night. Tim Ryan, who ran a good campaign, he lost to J.D. Vance. Tim Ryan is a 10-term congressman. He's a real political pro from Ohio, from Youngstown, Ohio. And when he conceded the Senate race, hard-fought, he lost by about 5 points. When he conceded that race to J.D. Vance, he said this. Listen.
I have a privilege right now, a privilege, as someone who was the Democratic nominee. I have the privilege to concede this race to J.D. Vance because the way this country operates is that when you lose an election, you concede. Yes. And you respect the will of the people.
Yes.
Right? We can't have a system where if you win, it's a legitimate election, and if you lose, someone stole it. That is not how we can move forward in the United States.
Okay, look, that's a message that even Stacey Abrams seemed to get. Yeah, really, listen, at her concession, clip 18.
Thank you, George. Thank you, Daddy. It is good to be here in this moment. surrounded by your love and support. And let me begin by offering congratulations to Governor Brian Kemp. Our state has experienced one soul-crushing crisis after another over the past few years. But even during these trying times, the fighting spirit of Georgia has prevailed. We've seen what's possible when we stand up for our neighbors and protect each other. We've made sacrifices. We've pitched in. We've seen each other's fights as our own. And we've done things we never thought we could.
Okay, look, it's a tough thing to lose a political campaign, particularly if you've given a year, sometimes it's much more than a year, a big chunk of your life to a cause where you're ultimately rejected. So will people reject or embrace the messages that the American people tried to send yesterday in this election? David French, who has thought deeply about all of this, he is the senior editor at the Dispatch and a contributing writer for The Atlantic. He is the co-host of the Advisory Opinions and Good Faith podcasts, and he's an Iraq War veteran and a very distinguished civil rights attorney for religious liberty. David will be joining us, and he has an idea that these midterm results might be remembered as one of the least important elections of our lifetime. Now, you remember all that talk, this is the most important election, this is the most important election, this is the most important election. They always say that. It's refreshing to hear somebody argue for an election being, well, worth talking about, but maybe not so earth-shaking after all. We will get to that and to more on behalf of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.